Well, anyway, Cleveland is the new Miami. What do you know?
Welcome to an encore performance of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. I'm Stephanie Lee. That's John Tooling on piano and Jeff Hammond on bass with Sarah Nix announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome singer-songwriter Shannon McNally, plus all the news that isn't and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And now, the man who just noticed nobody's kung fu fighting, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Sorry, I didn't mean that. I found the right knob, and then it's okay, because that's fine now. So the biggest question, though, really is, does La Mom come with LeBron? Remember his mother?
Yes.
Games are going to be longer. They got to push her off the court every so often. Cleveland's great for Cleveland. Now they get both conventions, and King James is coming back to the Bible, and that's a hat trick for Cleveland. That's pretty amazing. Now it will always be sunny in Cleveland, for real. And speaking on behalf of Milwaukee, the sister city of Cleveland, which, you know, Milwaukee's almost identical to Cleveland. It's just a different mistake on a different lake. But we say, as Milwaukeeans, you go, girl. Even if it does mean that Milwaukee is now the only punchline available to most comics looking for, end with a city name, you know. Can't be Cleveland anymore. The LeBron age, they'll be calling it. And for Cleveland, it's a good thing. Cleveland more than Garfield's tomb. So they can get rid of that one. In the LeBron news, Jason Kidd takes the red eye to Brazil to interview for the coaching position. Didn't stay long in Milwaukee, but had a wonderful record while he was here. The good news for Brazil is, of course, they'll always have a dozen unusable stadiums, which will make excellent ruins. And that means tourism. And the samba. We'll always have that. And that dirty one with the leg dance. Kind of dance on your leg dirty. That dance. That's Brazilian, too, I think. The Lambada. Wow. Or is that a... What? Is that a fraternity? Pi Lambada. I don't know what it is. It's a dancer fraternity. Something. Anyhow, there's some fear once the Germans win the World Cup, that'll set them off. Doesn't take much for the Germans, you know. It'll be the World Cup here, and before you know it, they're high lie champions. Okay, never mind. 30% of millennials support Hillary despite her being of another millennium. I guess it reminds them of their dad, you know. There is some hope that Indiana won't recognize hetero marriages as well. So there's the silver lining.
Yeah, that's
yes. You know, six time zones and they can't handle a couple of flavors of marriage. Come on. The NSA mined personal information of Americans, including baby pictures, and let me tell you, little Eddie Snowden was one pretty baby. Those cute little frames. Darling. Speaking of whom, Snowden has asked the Russians for a visa extension, fresh towels, and sheets. Please, no more Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, or Kropotkin. Especially Kropotkin. Okay, anyhow, and then having to prove your phone is not dead makes it all but impossible for zombies to fly to the U.S. Okay. A couple people thought about laughing. Thought better of it. In a compromise, Hobby Lobby will offer employees plans for knittable contraceptives. Plus, there's tons you can do with a hot glue gun and a little imagination. Thank you. I don't know if that was intentional. In a new story, middle-aged Harry Potter and the disturbing prostate number. So that, I don't know if it got the same following that the earlier ones did or not, but whole new market, though, for Harry Potter. Oh, which brings to mind the new Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Prostate. Because Floyd's not so pink anymore. Huh? What? The Cubs will have one all-star, and he's been traded. That's the latest Cubs news. He was making the other guys look too bad. They had to get rid of him, you know. I think if he plays in a retro uniform, they might allow that. Jeff Samardzija. And Harry, not around to try it backwards. That's the thing that really was sad, really. Yeah. Harry could never try it. Jeff Samardzija backwards. Frontwards, it would be hard for him, too. Harry Carey. The Dow tops 3.5 in bitcoins. Good job report blamed on Obama. President Obama is less popular than Nixon, who at least could play the piano. In Congress, the House is still working on its first piece of legislation. Sues President Obama for dereliction of duty. Irony is lost totally on the House, obviously. Pistorius has disability anxiety, but he's taking murderous rage for it. Yeah. Waitresses at a rifle Colorado diner are carrying loaded guns, and their tips are up 100%. A lot of folks give in their watches and rings as well. It's amazing. Family heirlooms. They're very generous there at Rifle. If nothing else, the Sterling's makeup sex is going to get ugly. It starts ugly, it's going to end up way worse. Okay, imagine what President Obama and Rick Perry couldn't accomplish together. I was just thinking that, so I wrote it down. I'll cross it out. Alcohol does not benefit the heart, but it does wonders for the Kishkas. Those of you with Kishkas would appreciate that. Most of you don't, I guess. The Seattle Seahawks appear listless and lackadaisical after weed is approved in Washington State. So that could help. Wisconsin's Ron Johnson is now suing John Boehner for preempting his suit against President Obama with the countersuit to be like the Sterling's marriage. But before this is all over. All right, TV fans, a spoiler alert. Leftovers ends with the arrival of a huge Tupperware craft. Leftovers, Tupperware. Okay. Have you seen it? Okay. Don't bother. In the new movie Lucy, Scarlett Johansson uses 100% of her brain and 110% of her body. Okay. What about the potato salad Kickstarter, huh? How about that? Potato salad Kickstarter, now it hit $40,000 for the potato salad on Kickstarter. They're hoping for another 10 for the bacon so they can do the German thing. You know, those Germans, once they win the World Cup, they're making potato salad everywhere. And finally, and I mean that, Brett Favre, the number 4 jersey, will be buried in Lambeau Field, but only with Brett in it. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Okay. 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 Art fair on the square, but don't be bringing your art in here. It's on the square. Find something to fit that couch, something long and colorful. Well, that's the guy on the couch, I guess. By the way, also, I-94 is going to be closed next weekend. John, where are you going? We haven't even started yet. My band's walking out on me. Things are getting bad. I-94 is being closed, but only east and west. It's still open width-wise. If you actually want to cross it, if you're a deer or something, you can still cross it, you know, north-south. So I just want to say that Jeff Hammond graciously has allowed his house in Brookfield. You can stay with him. If that's Brookfield, as far as you can get from Milwaukee, if you're heading anywhere out. So, Okay, with you, right?
Yeah.
Plenty of room?
Yeah. Offer stands.
And then there's been some confusion here. The drug dealer's seized assets auction is at Monona Terrace Convention Center, but it's tomorrow. So are some of you here? Are some of you drug dealers trying to recover your assets? Anyone here for it? Okay, well, I'm just saying it is tomorrow. Auction's at 1 o'clock. Preview's at 12:30 at the Convention Center, and they have a picture, but it's just a little thing here. It came on my phone book or something. No, on a newspaper. It looks like they have a little tiny Andy Warhol sticker you can get there, some drug dealer had. And a picture of a diamond ring is available, and looks like a really bad knockoff of a Rolex. But anyhow, I'm saying that's all recovered from drug dealers. So, whoops, pardon me. A lot of black velvet paintings. I would imagine what they would have in terms of actual art. But here's something exciting. Forget this. We'll go through this again later and see if you think anything more of it. Or if you care to add to it. Shannon McNally, when we were down in Mississippi, she joined us there, and she just knocked everybody out. Absolutely amazing. She is, God, what has she done? All kinds of things, you name it. Rodney Crowell, she's been, I think, touring with him, right? Yes, with Rodney. And he has a new album out called Tar Paper Sky. She's on it, and they're talking album of the year for this one. Her last recording was Small Town Talk, a tribute to the late Bobby Charles, the great Bobby Charles. Would you welcome, please, ladies and gentlemen, to our stage, Shannon McNally. Hey.
Hi, hello.
John, too, right? John?
Yeah, John Groh from New Orleans.
John Groh, very nice to meet you, John. That's good. How are you doing? And your daughter is traveling with you? Is she on the whole tour?
Yes. This, my daughter travels with me regularly. She's six.
Yeah. It's funny because I saw a video or something of a performance you were doing when she was a baby, and you just laid her out on the floor, and the band played all around her. She seemed to really enjoy it, so it's in her blood now.
Yes. She stayed in many a hotel.
Mm-hmm. She's got the road
blues.
She knows
how to call room service.
What?
Yeah. She can call room service.
She does, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's got the road blues, I saw, because her shoes were the wrong size. Did she pick up somebody else's shoes on the way?
They almost fit. We just like them.
Yeah. Well, she'll grow into them, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She's like
better
that.
Than the other way around.
Yeah, a pair of socks would.
Yeah. So how are you? Now, you're at the Fête de Marquette here in town. That's
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm playing this afternoon.
This afternoon, okay. I know this is kind of early, too, and how you holding up okay?
Oh, just fine.
Yeah. Is it a whirlwind tour, or are you going across
this
the country?
This is a whirlwind tour. No, I'm just coming up to Madison for the weekend and going back to Mississippi tomorrow.
You are, okay.
A pretty short tour.
Yeah, excellent. What have you got for us here?
Well, I've got a new song. This is called Holding On, and just hit it, I guess.
Go something like this?
It goes something like this. Saying you can trust a heart, it's a patchwork that's been ripped and sewn. Memories are just thoughts walking in the They see waiting there for the dream of you.
Goosebumps. Gave me goosebumps. You did it again.
All right.
Goosebumps every time, guaranteed. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
And whose song is that? Is that
that's one of, mine.
That's your song? That's mm-hmm. a wonderful, beautiful
thank
song.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, oh, boy. So, I honestly, I can't think after something. I just, when are these hairs going to go down? On? So, all right. Now, we got... trying to think now what you got coming up here. Now. There's no. Can I forward promote you to summer? I know in August you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm taking it a little bit easy. Doing a couple of blues festivals, one in Jackson, Mississippi, and then another in Greenville, Mississippi, in October, and just probably going to do Americana conference festival with Rodney Crowell.
Yeah.
Make just I don't know just fantastic. Whatever he's doing, I'll tag along with him.
So what are you doing in between? Just like living your life or something?
Yeah, yeah. I've been cleaning out my closets and gardening and fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
And in October, actually, I hit the Grammys and Norwegian Cruise Lines have merged for a Grammy-themed cruise. And so I'm
you're stuck on that boat with all these...
Yeah, I'm stuck on that boat. I'm the
are,
featured
are, like,
performer.
Are fans on the boat? I mean, you're stuck with fans. That could drive you crazy.
Yeah, I hope there'll be fans. There'll be a lot of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm the featured performer on the boat for 8 weeks. So.
That won't get old.
No.
Are you sure
no.
you want to do this?
Can I'm looking forward to it. Be stuck in the Caribbean. Yeah.
You know, they tried to get me to go on a, what do you know, Alaska cruise one time with fans. And I was stuck with fans on this boat for weeks and weeks on the way to Alaska. And, you know, there's absolutely there's no escape. But that sounds like more fun. Now I wish I would have done it. Now I feel bad I never had. By the way, you must be classically trained. Am I right in assuming that?
Not really, no.
Classically,
no?
New Orleans classic.
God, that was just a gorgeous piano on that. Yeah. You hit all the right notes and everything, as far as I could tell.
And it's early.
It's early, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, John Groh is one of New Orleans' finest piano players.
Man.
Mm, he's in a band for a long time called Papa Groh's Funk. He's playing with Anders Osborne tonight.
Wow.
And with me, I'm going to sit in with Anders Osborne and these fellas.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
I'll play electric guitar because, you know, Anders is loud.
Got to do what you got to do. Do you have one more for us?
Yeah, sure.
To Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International.
Shannon McNally, ladies and gentlemen, John Groh. Yeah. What?
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael
Feldman. What are they applauding for? We're back. Wait a minute, this was just handed me. Thank you very much. Yes, now we have at least 8 people here. Why? How come you people didn't fill out your cards? You worry about the NSA getting hold of this information?
This is not shared with anyone. We don't share it.
No, we don't even look at it, tell you the truth. Are you with the NSA?
No, I'm not.
Oh, she was pointing to you when I mentioned it.
I said he filled out his card.
You did fill out your
card? I did fill out.
Which one is yours here? Are you Karen Sager?
No.
Sandy Sager?
No.
Charlotte Ann? No, you're not. Jonathan Victor?
No.
Joan Bolt?
No.
Nick Sales?
No.
Tom Bryan?
No, I think the best is last.
Man. No. Fielding Utz?
Yes, that's me.
No, it's Utz.
What? We pronounce it Utz.
Well, you're wrong, though. I mean, it's possible. I think it's possible to have a name and pronounce it wrong the whole time you have it. Because you don't hear it from the outside, you know?
Utz.
Utz.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Utz, I can see. Fielding Utz. From Grafton, then.
I am.
Well, stand up here. See what an Utz looks like, ladies and gentlemen. Good example of an Utz. This is Fielding Utz.
Fielding.
Now, when did the Utzes come to Grafton?
About 25 years ago.
Well, that's pretty recent then.
Yes.
So where were the Utzes before Grafton?
Milwaukee, in 1848.
So they immigrated from Germany, I presume?
Switzerland.
That's what I said, Switzerland.
It's around the corner.
Oh, Utz, of course. Is that Swiss? That's not German.
Yes.
Entirely different. So from...
It means moron, is what it means.
No, it doesn't. And so they came to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the eight, like, right when, that was a long time ago then.
It was.
So what did they get involved in, the Utzes?
The printing business.
The printing business in Milwaukee?
Yeah, my great-grandfather ran the presses at the Brumder building, the Germania newspaper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew there were Germans in there somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's amazing. And then, so then, in Grant, what are you doing in Grant? You're a retired carpenter, it says.
I am a retired union carpenter, yep.
Okay, well, at least you're retired in your union. That's a good. That's a big, that's good. That's a plus.
Yeah, it is. It
okay,
is.
Okay, that's good. And then, so what are you doing in retirement then, Fielding?
Working on my house. Yeah, just
busman's retirement.
Yeah, it is definitely that, yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. So what are you working on currently?
I'm putting siding on the west side of my garage.
You're leaving the east side as it is?
I mean, what? No, that's the only side that didn't have siding on it.
Wait a minute, you're a carpenter, and you've been living with a garage that was only sided on one side?
Just it had car siding on it, but it was worn out, so I'm covering it up.
What siding?
Car siding.
From a car?
No, from a train. It's like they use it on trains. Car siding? You stack it up, it locks together, it's hung in groove.
You mean like pallets or something that fell off a train? You sided your garage with it?
Well,
and you're a union carpenter? You're telling me you're a union?
Well, we don't see it that much anymore, So I'm using a cement siding.
So you're getting that side. Is it going to match the other side, though, is the question?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to match the rest of the garage. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You sure? No, she's nodding her head no. That's a nod no.
He should have just said he's redoing the bathroom. That would have been an easier question.
The bathroom? What's wrong with the bathroom?
Well, I'm redoing that, too, but that's waiting now until winter because I've got to work outside this time of year.
Can't do the bathroom in the winter?
I do it in the wintertime, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bathroom in the winter?
Right.
When do you use it, though? In between, or?
Well, I do have that set up. Yeah.
Fielding Utz, ladies and gentlemen. From the Utzes. What do we got from Fielding? Let's give him some. He's working hard.
Fine Wisconsin wines from Wollersheim Winery.
You want a bottle of wine?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get you a nice Utz there to
Thank
drink.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Nice to meet you. Are you all Utzes, then?
Yes. 4 of us total.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where are they then?
They're not cool enough to come with us today.
Beaver Dam and Cedarburg.
Yeah. And how many years has it been? What's your name?
With Linda.
Linda?
It's been 44 years.
Holy cow. Another bottle of wine. 2 bottles of wine for that. In fact, you should get them both. Nice to meet you. Okay, I'm glad we got your card. You actually did fill one out. Would you like to buy my mother's art? Is she here for the art on the fair thing?
She isn't.
No, you know, it's going on right now. You're in the wrong place. Unless you're here for the recovered art from the drug dealers.
We're going to the art fair off the square, off the square.
Yeah, way off the square. You're the artist? Well, can I get you to stand? Just come over here a second. Let's see what... Did you bring your portfolio with you?
Yes. Would you like to see it?
Yes. Let's go look through it and see if there's something. I need something for over the couch.
What color?
The couch? I don't remember what it was originally. It's...
Tan.
It's, yeah. Tan. Taupe. It's taupe or something. Because I don't know what taupe is. I'm a man. And I have no tan. Idea what taupe color. Do you know what color taupe is?
Yeah, it's kind of a grayish, beige. Yeah. It's a non-color.
Studied up for that one. No man knows what taupe is. There it is. It's too small.
Small couch.
Oh, that's really good. Whoa. Paula Zaks. Well, look at you. These are great. Are they long and
yes, big.
Because the couch is about 6 feet long.
Big, very big.
These are, I don't know if you can see these at home, but. Wow, you're really good.
Thank you.
This is beautiful. What your style is what, sort of abstract expressionism?
Bingo.
Bingo! I win one! Which one? I want this one.
You want this one? I'll win that one.
Well, that's beautiful. And you're a professional artist and...
And mother, and wife, and sister.
Really? All to the same person? That's sick. That is so sick.
So healthy.
Yeah. No, it's healthy, I guess, in a way, too.
She makes good cookies, too.
Yeah, that's amazing. And where do you... Are you here in town?
Today.
Yeah, but where do you... Where's your studio and all that?
Huntington Woods, Michigan.
Wow. This is really amazing stuff. They're kind of small to see, especially on the radio. But they're beautiful. Here,
keep them. Call
really?
Me.
Call you? Are the prices on them? Because I don't know if it's...
Yeah? I'm
flexible. You're not one of those starving artists. You're actually... It's going to cost me. See that? Okay, I'll put that there. How did you know that taupe was that color?
Occupational hazard. I'm kind of in the shoe business, fashion business, so...
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, which is it, the shoe business or the fashion business?
Kind of both. Both.
Can you be in both those businesses at the same?
Yeah, I think so. We think shoes are fashionable.
So you're looking for the total person?
Sure.
Well, I mean, from shoes and on up.
Right.
I'm trying to sell you.
It takes a whole package, yeah. Right. I agree. Okay.
And where does this take place?
I travel about 20 states. I sell to stores.
Which one are you in now?
Wisconsin.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Oh, you're from here originally? Yeah. And so originally, did you get in the shoe business originally or the fashion business originally?
Shoe business. Started out selling shoes.
And worked your way up?
Yeah, to still be in the shoe business.
Okay. And what's the name of your company? Or?
I work for a company called Lucky Brand.
Lucky Brand. That's good, isn't it? That's expensive, isn't it?
It's nice stuff. Leather shoes, yeah.
Leather shoes, you got to have leather shoes. That Corfam is no good anymore. It lasts about 2 years, and then you're poking out of them. Well, that's excellent. So what brings you, are you working here in town now?
No, I was kind of in the neighborhood. I was in Minneapolis on Thursday for business, but I came for my class reunion / the art fair.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Well, nice. And your name is, I'm sorry?
Jonathan Victor.
Jonathan Victor. You know someone here from Lucky. You got a card, too? Looking cards? Or
No?
Coupons? Got any coupons? Because I know that stuff. All right, that's great. That's great. Thank you all for coming here today. We should get to the What Do You Know quiz because it's a chance for you to win fabulous prizes. You don't want to miss that. We have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. That means, of course, the four disclaimers. So if you could come down here... then you would do all the walking. And I would meet you over here. And this tells legally who can perform in the quiz as opposed to illegally performing in a quiz. And you are?
Karen Sager.
Karen, are you from around here?
Madison, yes.
Madison, yes?
Near Toby's.
Near Toby's, the supper club. What do you think about that, that it's not all you can eat?
Are you? Right.
No.
Now you know that's not right.
That's not right. Thank you very much. Good to see you very much. I'll give you that.
All right.
Get out of your way.
All right. The four disclaimers are, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I'm sorry, is this the drug dealer's seized assets auction? Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or its lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Nice job on that drug dealer. That's a tough line. Thank you. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. Come on, people. Don't let me hang. What about you, sir? What about you, sir? You think you're protected sitting there in the middle of the audience? Don't you want to play the What Do You Know quiz? Of course he does. See that? Come over to this aisle. Because you may not qualify. I can't say that till I've sized you up. It's quite possible that you don't qualify for the quiz. It's never happened. But it's something you've always wanted to do, is it?
I guess.
I noticed you didn't raise your hand or anything there, but I sensed it in you.
Sitting on him.
And you are?
Bob Schluter.
Bob Schluter, are you from around here?
I'm from Rushford, Minnesota.
Well, you are.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing up there?
I'm retired.
Did you start out in Wisconsin and get lost or something? What are you doing in Minnesota?
No, I just kind of wandered around the country.
You did, yeah.
I spent some time in the Navy and came back to the Minnesota area. And
pretty far from the ocean up there, aren't you?
When I didn't see any boats anymore, I stopped.
Bob, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm not from the cheesy side of the river.
Oh, Bob. You were so close to qualifying, too. Now, come on down here, Bob. Join us up here on stage here. I know you didn't want to do this, so I appreciate you doing it. But no one else wanted to come either. And a little encouragement for Bob here. He's way over on this side of the river. Now, have a seat here, Bob. That's all yours there. Make you some room. That water is yours if you need it. I'll get you something a little stronger if you need it. You need something a little stronger.
No, water's fine.
Yeah, okay. Not a drinking man?
I have been, occasionally.
Snifter.
Define occasionally.
I don't have to. I'm under on trial here. Okay, Bob, so what business were you in then?
Oh, I was in several, but I finally retired as a school custodian.
School custodian up there in Minnesota somewhere?
In Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, in Rochester, yeah. Well, that's cool. What did you do before that?
Oh, I was a draftsman.
Draftsman?
Spent 10 years in the Navy.
What does a draftsman do?
He actually draws building plans for residential construction is what I did.
Okay, so it's got nothing to do with draft beer. I always thought, be a draftsman.
Depends on when.
Just pull them and then fill the glass. That's cool. And then Navy, what'd you do?
I was a machinist mate. Dealt with the propulsion of the ships.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you have to do with that? Don't they just propel themselves? You don't have to go out there and check on the thing, do you?
No, we just run all the equipment that propels the ship.
Yeah.
Makes electricity, makes the water.
Oh, that's cool. How many years in?
I did 10.
10 years?
Yeah.
Standing on your head? Or?
By the end.
Can you do 10 years standing on your head in the Navy? That's cool. But the good thing about it is they retire with all these huge benefits, right?
No, 10 years doesn't get you anything except for a boot.
Out of jail free, nothing? You know, anything?
Yeah, get out of jail free, don't pass go.
Yeah.
Don't collect $200.
Well, that's great. Nice to have you here. And are you here with family or?
Just my wife out there.
Hi, dear, how are you? Okay. How many years has that been then, Bob?
She's going to kill me. 38.
Estimate,
36.
Is that close?
That's
on the head. Congratulations. Okay. Bob, the way this quiz works, did you ever hear this show before?
Yes.
All right. Someone out there plays along with you, the call and answer and qualifying question, and so you don't have to do this alone, right?
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Correct is better than right.
That's one right.
Okay. Correct. So how do they do that then? People are wondering.
People at home who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Right. Which is also 1-800-WHA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and they answer a qualifying question of your choice.
Oh, boy. The Big Bang. You know, the Big Bang. Must have been pretty noisy then, huh? That's the question. I guess it's a question or it's a nudge in some direction. You have to deal with that question. The Big Bang must have been pretty noisy then, huh? Okay, let's go to Jay's in Worthington, Ohio. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, young man?
How you doing?
Pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
All my campus is in Westerville, Ohio.
Yeah.
And not Columbus.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yes, I know. I knew that.
And I want to hear the question again. I missed
it. Okay, all right. Any other corrections? Oh, if you got them, I got time here. Mm-hmm. The question, the Big Bang. Here, listen to this now, Jay. Big Bang.
Okay.
Must have been pretty noisy then, huh?
Yes, it was out of sight.
I'm sorry, that's not right, though, Jay.
Okay, thank you.
It's a trick question. I'm sorry. I tricked you, I guess, on that one. Barry's in Blackfoot, Idaho. Hey, Barry.
Hey.
How's it going?
Swell.
Yeah? You don't sound sincere.
No, I'm swell with everything. I'm good.
You're swollen?
No, well, yeah, you know, some days.
That'll
some
go down.
Allergy season.
Drink a lot of water. Oh, that makes it worse. Anyway, Barry, you got a big day planned? What are you doing today?
Well, first I'm going to help set up for our sidewalk sale.
Oh.
Then I'm going to go home and probably bale some hay or something.
I would. I would bale on the sidewalk sale first, actually. Barry, that Big Bang, you know, the Big Bang, must have been pretty noisy then, huh?
Well, no, because there wasn't anything to carry the sound waves.
All right! It was noiseless. You couldn't hear it coming. Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Very good there, Barry.
Yeah.
Plus, it expanded uniformly, and there were no collisions. Everything was just going, it was perfectly fine for a while until it got here, and then things got messed up. So Barry, this is Bob. He's your partner here in crime.
Bob. Hi,
Bob. Hi, Barry.
Okay, two guys bonding. I love it. That's cool. So we work together on this, consult one another. And okay, we have various categories. Don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do, and they would be current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
They would be, or they are?
It's up to you. We could change them up today.
That would screw things up tremendously.
It sure would.
All right, so Barry, what category would you like? You have the first one.
Let's do the things you should have learned in school.
All right, let's see. The one single most overused cliche you can put on a resume when you're looking for a job. Which one of these? One of these. Single most overused cliche. Clean, innovative, or responsible?
Ooh, I'm thinking responsible.
I'd have to agree.
Yes, responsible, number one. Oh, just innovative, number two. And clean doesn't usually appear, but I thought that was cute. Okay.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What's
and
left there?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Bob?
Oh, let's try current events.
Current events. So, Bob, are you a fisherman or anything, or a hunter, or do anything like that?
Oh, little of everything.
Got a fish up there, don't
a little, you? Little fishing.
Self-defense in Minnesota. All those lakes.
Yeah, I'll hit you with a walleye.
Yeah, they got them walking walleye up there.
Oh, that's a flying carp.
Flying carp, anything, the same thing.
No.
Point. No, not no. Totally different. Tastes good, though, if you batter them right. And they're all you can eat. Okay, the Selective Service System, which still exists, I had no idea until you read this, has sent out conscription registration notices to who? This made the news all over the country. They send out conscription. They got to register for conscription. But who did they send it out to recently in Pennsylvania that had everyone scratching their heads? Who received these notices? Obviously Pennsylvania men, but when might have they been born? Century-wise.
I'm leaning towards infants.
Infants?
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards.
Okay.
What do you think, Bob?
Well, if they're your infants, I guess it's okay.
I have no further ideas, I guess. That
you didn't have any ideas? What do you mean further ideas?
Not at all. That was the blank look on my face.
Oh, is that what that was? Yeah. Okay. That's from being in the Navy all those years. You know, not my problem.
I never dealt with it.
All right, I guess you didn't see this. And they sent notices out to men born between 1893 and 97. Had to register for the draft. Yes. And so that was...
That's sadly one right and one wrong.
Okay. Well, happily on one end.
That's right. And the categories left are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Barry?
Odds and ends.
Are you underwater now, Barry? Are you okay?
I'm holding my phone with my shoulders. I'm carrying a table, setting up for this sidewalk.
Oh, the sidewalk. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We caught you right in the middle of that.
Well, actually, you caught me driving into it.
Oh, so, okay. Now you're holding the table. Okay. All right. You got the table down okay? Yeah. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah, we're setting up right here. We've got a music store here in Idaho.
Oh. Okay. You okay? You sound like you're winded. Was that kind of? How long was that table?
It's a long table.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We're thinking odds and ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a few breaths. Put your head between your knees. And kiss your butt goodbye. No. Okay. Barry, are you all right?
I'm good. Just a truck driving by.
Okay. All right. You're not in the street, are you? I'm a little concerned about you here.
No. The street's in front of the store, not through the store.
Okay.
On the sidewalk is not.
Okay. Okay, you all right now?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, one of these categories. Give them categories.
I think they've already selected odds and ends, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Barry, why don't you let sometimes you got a kid there who can do this? You know, give him a buck. Baby.
Well, no, I left my kids at home. So I'm helping my father-in-law's work.
Okay, say no more.
I was even late coming in, so he was expecting me at 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about 10 now.
And now this quiz, this national quiz here, right in the middle of everything.
No pressure.
No pressure. All right, here is what is the cutoff point in lengthwise where your earbuds have to tangle? Now, in terms of physics, there's a length of two cords that will tangle after a certain length. They will. Before, they will not. So that's what I'm asking here. There's actually a formula for it. I have it here. It's called knot probability, if you must know, and versus string length. Here's the graph, just to show you. I'm not kidding around here. So what is the cutoff point lengthwise where your earbuds, the wires, have to tangle? Is it 8 inches, 12 inches, or 18 inches? Where they will tangle. Come on, Bob. I've got to say something.
I'll go for 12.
Okay. Barry, what do you think?
12 sounds good to me. So
seems kind of short, though, doesn't it?
Maybe it's 18.
Okay, we'll go 18 then.
Huh?
18, I agree.
Is this how you measure it in the Navy when you're down there? it's about 18 inches. That's all you need on that.
Only if Michael Feldman's in the Navy.
18 inches is right. Congratulations. That's right. Anything up to 18 will not form a knot in your pocket. Isn't that fascinating? And didn't we learn something? Okay.
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay. We're close to something here.
The categories remaining are people, places, or science.
Okay, Bob. Make me proud, Bob.
Let's try science.
Okay. This is going to be a good one for you.
Stand back. I'm going to try science.
Okay, Barry. Gorillas communicate through. You know, they do various things, I'm sure, but they just discovered this one pretty well. Gorillas communicate through A, gestures, B, tokens, or C, passing gas.
C.
This is the silverback we're talking about here.
Yeah. I
didn't mean to be pointing at you. I'm sorry. I wasn't pointing at you. Okay.
Think gorillas in the mist here. I'm thinking C.
You're thinking, was that what the mist was? Really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Gene Goodall, you know?
Yeah. Bob, want to go with Barry? He seems pretty confident about this.
It sounds good enough to me.
Gorillas communicate by passing gas, sort of letting people know that they're there. Or... Yeah, no, come on, please. Yes, are you okay with him?
I'm okay with it.
Ignore them. Yes, that's it. Odor, very important for them. Holy cow!
Bob Separate the flotsam from the jetsam, the blatant from the flagrant in Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from source books. Barry, you'll start every morning with What Do You Know? Audience enthusiasm, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and make afternoons a breeze with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. And each of you can keep track of your wine glass at your next poolside get-together with a copper What Do You Know wine charm, custom-made by Angie Simonson at Weirdly Wired Jewelry. And keep those guests entertained with What Do You Know the Party Game, including the waterproof Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at NotMuch.com.
Waterproof?
Congratulations to you both.
Let's go, Rob.
Thank you.
You won. You didn't do much, but you won.
I'm going to go home and communicate with my wife.
That's Eric Farm. Hang on, Barry. We'll make sure you get that stuff. Thanks. And don't hurt yourself with that table anymore. Get a kid to do that. Hang on. Okay, bye.
What Do You Know returns to Monona Terrace for live shows beginning on Saturday, October 17th. Upcoming guests include commentator David Sirota, writer Patricia Marks, and film critic Michael Phillips. Ticket and more guest information is available at notmuch.com. Stick around. Michael learns some drunk history with comedian Derek Waters. Plus, thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Welcome back to an encore presentation of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. I'm Stephanie Lee. That's John Tulin on piano and Jeff Hammond on bass with Sarah Nix announcing. In this hour of What Do You Know, we drink our way through history with funny man Derek Waters. Plus, thanks for the memos and another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And now, the man, what am, honey lamb. It's Michael Feldman.
I love it when you cry. Can you say that again, only like in a lower register?
And now the man, what am, honey lamb?
No. I like it the other way better for some reason. Okay, how's everyone doing? Holding up there pretty good? We'll have you out of here in just another hour, so the highway's going to be closed all weekend. So no hurry or anything, right? Unless you got to be somewhere, do something. Okay, so first of all, we got all the news that is. from around here. Each week we have news that actually is, because I tried the stuff that isn't, and that never works. So this is all the news that is, and around here, things around here, basically. We got this one here. It is, again, this 9-year-old in West Bend taking his 4-year-old cousin for a drive. He's a repeater. We've had him on all the news that is around here several times now. They're two West Bend cousins, ages 9 and 4. They were driving the rural roads of Washington County over the weekend for the second time this month. The latest operating without a license incident, the pair stole a car from the 9-year-old's stepfather. These kids are going to be great once they get over this little age thing that they're facing. And took it on a Sunday morning drive through the town of Farmington, Washington County Sheriff's Lieutenant Martin Schulte said Monday. They wanted to go to a park.
Aww.
Two little boys want to go to a park. A steal granddad's car. I'll drive you there.
How tall is
a 4-year-old. 4-year-old does directions. He's the map guy. The riot ended nearly 6 miles later in a ditch. Well, okay. Hard to see over them hoods.
What if it was a manual or automatic transmission?
I don't know. Let's see if we find that here.
How can the little feet touch the pedals?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the other one worked the pedals, got down there and pushed. I bet they did. Those 4-year-olds are very inventive. The riot ended nearly 6 miles later in a ditch near the intersection of County Highway A and Trading Post Trail. The 9-year-old was unable to control the vehicle as it traveled eastbound in the westbound lane of Newark Drive near Indian Lore Road. Well, that adds to the Indian lore, I'll tell you that. 9:06 a.m. Sunday, according to a motorist who called 911, a deputy's sheriff caught up to the stolen vehicle about 3 miles later as it swerved into the ditch. Neither child is injured, the vehicle is not damaged. So, until next time, we say goodbye. To the two little kids whose name we can't say.
Seatbelts? No seatbelts.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. Last time I stopped the car in the intersection where they walked and moved the keys. Children told deputies that day they had wandered away from home in West Bend and were attempting to go to their grandmother's house on Highway 144. And they got 4 miles towards it. So that was a good effort. So they got to keep trying. Okay. I'm not approving of that, and kids don't do that. This one everyone is talking about. Man accused of trying to kidnap bartender after lingerie night at an Appleton tavern. It's not funny. But it was a great lingerie night up until that moment. Anyone here actually gone to a lingerie night? I was in a bar one time where they were having one, and I left because I didn't really, it made me feel a little creepy. Anyone ever actually been to a lingerie night at a tavern?
I have.
Have you? You have?
Yeah.
What did you wear?
I think jeans and a t-shirt. Is that right?
How was it? I mean, is it creepy? It's creepy, isn't it?
It's not creepy. It's just kind of stupid. It's.
Yeah, but you stayed, and yet you stayed.
I think I did stay. Oh, I think I was working there.
You were the last one to leave, is
no,
what I heard.
I think I was playing there later or something.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm playing lingerie night.
That's what they called it then, playing.
Yeah. Okay.
They just wanted people to come and drink. It's just a ploy to get more.
Do they sell the lingerie? You get really drunk and start buying bustiers?
I don't remember. No, I just think you watch the girls walk around and you're supposed to buy more drinks. So that's the whole idea.
Well, isn't that demeaning to women?
Probably,
and demeaning to men, the more you think about it. What kind of guy would do that?
I, at the time, needed really no encouragement like that to buy drinks, but...
Okay. Anyone else? Lingerie? Oh, sir? Yeah.
San Francisco?
Lingerie night would be fun. At least in San Francisco, you'd have some variety. And that would take care of the earlier problem. I think it's fine in San Francisco. It seems to make sense. Yeah. And is this your wife you're with?
No.
Oh, okay. No, she waved me off on that one. That was pretty quick. Okay, so she doesn't care what happened there, but... High school reunion, wonderful. You've probably heard about this already, right? During the reunion time. So it was a good event or fun? You were there visiting?
Last night. Oh, I live there.
Oh, you live there?
Yeah.
And this was last night?
No, it's
what?
We're talking about two different things.
You're talking about two different things. I'm surprised you're not married.
Yeah.
What? High school reunion was last night. Right. Would that, was lingerie involved in the high school reunion? Not that you know of. Later, you didn't stay for the whole thing, probably. Depends what, how old the reunion is. You know, if it's like 50 years, you don't want to see lingerie get cracked out. My God, what a horrible reunion that would be. Oh, no. Okay. So, but in what was the circumstance in San Francisco? Neighborhood bar in Mission District. You walked in there. You heard a commotion. You walked in there, and it was...
Taxi drivers who just got off work.
Oh, taxi drivers. Okay, okay. All right. Perfectly fine, then. Even men's body spray can't hide pot smell. Racine man arrested. A 19-year-old Racine man was arrested during a traffic stop when he tried to cover the smell of marijuana with Axe. It sounds like an ad for X. I mean, that's perfect. Charged with operating motor vehicle while intoxicated and marijuana possession. Both second offenses. Oh, dear. Racine County Sheriff, Highway 20, yada, 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 1 a.m. Saw an eastbound car with one headlight. It's because the guy was draped over the other one. I don't have no idea why. Oh, that's too bad. You should always shake your headlights before you smoke X. A lot of people are smoking Axe now, I guess, if you had to light it. And Freebase, Axe. I don't know why I'm even talking like this. The deputy pulled over the vehicle, which continued to travel 700 yards before finally stopping. Why did they put that in there? What vehicle doesn't continue for 700 yards when you're being pulled over? This is like, oh, so drunk, yeah, continuing onward. Ridiculous. Observe the overwhelming odor of a scented body spray. I like this one. I figures it's Racine, too. And saw the driver trying to hide a bottle of Axe. Body spray, Dix. Are they illegal? Is Axe actually? Can you not have Axe in the state of Wisconsin? Next to the center console. Once the odor dissipated, he must have been there a long time. Once the odor dissipated, because that never goes away, that Axe. That takes like weeks before you... Once the odor dissipated, the deputy said he detected the strongest odor of marijuana he had ever. Is that his first day on the job or what? Jeez. Encountered. The driver had slurred speech and bloodshot eyes, as did his two passengers. A police dog helped deputies, so they had a police dog there too, find small bags of Axe. And oxycodone and stuff like that. Okay, all right. Now it doesn't get so funny. All right. It was funny up to the Axe. Oh, and just this, the other news from around here, Wisconsin State Fair coming up later this month, right? Later, July 31st, something like that. 72 new foods, 8 of them made with bacon. I think it's a record this year. The bacon foods keep going up each year. So we got bacon caramel corn. Genius. No, I say genius. Bacon-wrapped cheddar melt. Cliche. Bacon-wrapped cherrywood smoked pork belly, so pork wrapped in pork. That's a good idea. Always a good idea. Deep-fried maple bacon cookie dough. What part of that don't you like? You don't like cookies? No, come on. Who does that sound good to? Yeah, you got to applaud or make noise. Remember, it's radio. Thank you. Deep fried maple bacon, maple cooking dough. Mac and cheese bacon burger quesadilla. Okay. Maple bacon funnel cake. Peanut butter. Here's one for you, John. Peanut butter bacon bison burger.
I like the peanut butter.
You eat bison burgers.
I have. They're kind of dry, though.
Not with peanut butter and bacon on them. Oh, jeez. And Tijuana bacon dog. Pretty good. So that's all the news from around here that is, and that's okay. And want a memo too? We had a memo here. I'll do a memo real quick. Yeah, forget it. We'll get the memos next time. They aren't that good anyhow. Because we have Derek Waters on the line here from Drunk History, which, if it's not your favorite show on television, should be. Great show where they take some of the most momentous events in American history and portray them with a drunken narrator and acted out by people you'd love to see doing it. So it's just about perfect. And Derek Waters, is the host of that, and he's also acting in many of them. He's on with us right now. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. You haven't started tippling yet, have you? Are you a drinker yourself?
I only drink when I'm at work. only when I get paid, I'll drink.
Yeah.
I naturally sound drunk. I naturally look drunk.
You do.
So.
And you're very good at working with drunk people. I mean, that's a real skill a lot of people don't have.
It's a very it's patient.
So what?
It's patient. It's much like a lion tamer.
Oh. And you're also enabling them, but for once it's a good enabling of a drunk person. You get them drunk, and then who picks which people do the narrations on these events?
Me. I do.
You do? So do you know all these people? Who are they?
They're people either I know in the community, in the comedy community, or that I've heard that are funny. Mm-hmm. And not just because they're funny, I pick them because comedians just know how to tell a beginning, middle, and end of a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people that aren't performers, it's very hard to tell a story. So, and especially intoxicated.
Yes.
So...
And
they look at the story, and then they try to remember the story.
Yeah, and are they schooled in this first, or do they happen to have these particular passions, such as, you know, the Nellie Bly story?
J.D. Didn't know of Nellie Bly, but he loved the story. Like, I give them a couple of choices of what stories, like, we're interested in doing.
Yeah.
Some of them already know about it. Some of them come to me with, like, oh, I got to tell you a story. And we just go based off of that. But they have to be passionate about the story or the show wouldn't be interesting.
Yeah. And you know, Laura Dern in that one, that was, like, I think maybe my favorite one so far.
Really?
Yes.
Have you heard of Nellie Bly?
No, never heard of Nellie, but I've heard of Laura Dern. But I thought she was so great in that. And it was actually quite sympathetic, you know, and besides being drunk, told by a drunk, you know.
Well, she wasn't drunk.
No, but I mean, it was a tale told by a drunken fool, basically. But it was it was a good story. And Laura Dern actually brought it to life under the conditions that, you know, this woman was sent to a mental hospital. But she did it to expose what was going on in those hospitals. This is back in was it Pulitzer?
Late 1888. Yeah, Joseph Pulitzer.
Yeah, and he funded this whole thing. And who played Pulitzer in it?
That was Matt Walsh.
Yeah, Matt Walsh, of course. Yeah, from Veep.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's great. He was perfect in that. But that was such a good one. But yeah, we have a little. Can we play this little? We have just a little clip here of this is the Lincoln one. Would you mind if we play that just to get people?
Of course.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah, give people a taste.
And from this guy Westinghouse, like, gave him money to start like working on.
Wrong one. That was AC/DC.
This idea of alternating current.
Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla.
So Edison didn't like the idea of alternating current because he owned all the patents on direct current.
That's okay.
Alternating current. What?
No, you can play that one. That's fine. That was also interesting.
As the...
Or not. We have a drunken engineer.
Abraham Lincoln, I am Frederick Douglass. I am a former slave who... And he's like, shh, I get it. I know. I know who you are. It's been explained to me. I've been following your career forever. Be quiet. I'm into it. Let's talk. I will do more about him, but I will lay down. My legs are showing. I wanted to lose weight before this. Wait, don't show. It's too white. But the thing about Richard Dreyfuss. What is his name? Frederick Douglass. I knew it was something similar. The thing about Frederick Douglass, they were good friends. And Frederick Douglass remained an advisor to President Clinton for years. And word gets back to him like, Abraham Lincoln is dead. Why do I feel like my... I didn't take my pants off or anything, did I? Because I feel like I don't have pants on. Oh, because I'm in a dress. But there wasn't a moment where I took my pants off. Okay, good.
And from this guy Westinghouse. Like,
okay, no, we'll stay Westinghouse for another time. So that was and who was the woman doing the narration?
That was Jen Kirkman.
Jen Kirkman, yeah.
She is the queen of drunk history.
Yeah, she's been on a couple of different ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing,
she's in the season finale this year, which is about first ladies.
Okay, about the first ladies?
First ladies, yeah.
Okay. And she, the thing about her, did I take my pants off? Is there a subtext here that we didn't quite get? Because that sort of alarmed me. So she thought she had pants on.
Did I take my pants off? No, she realized that she had a dress on.
Yeah, she forgot she had a dress on. Okay, that's understandable.
Right.
Under the conditions. Now, have you had some where your narrator was so drunk you couldn't get a story out of it?
Oh, yeah. Many times. One jumps out that we just had to redo. We had to come back to her house. It was a different girl. But she got way too drunk, put on a bathing suit, and wanted to do the rest in the bathtub in her bathing suit.
Yeah.
I said, there's a fine line between funny and sad, and this is just sad.
It's not such a fine line either, I don't think, really.
Mm-mm.
No. But actually, you were in a bathtub with a guy on another one I saw recently.
Right.
So where's the fine line there, mister?
Well, I wasn't in a bikini. There's something different about a drunk girl and a drunk guy.
I know.
I feel bad for a drunk girl more than I do a drunk guy.
That's true, but it was still disturbing because
sexist.
This guy wanted to take a bath with you right in the middle of I forget what story that was.
Nellie Bly.
Oh, that was still Nellie Bly? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she had to do.
Yeah. And are there parts of that we didn't get to see?
Oh, yeah. The parts you'll never see.
Well, that's
no,
a good thing.
No, but it's a thing that if you film a drunk person for 5 to 6 hours, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you got to throw away.
Yeah.
And as my grandfather used to say, keep a smile on your face and your big mouth shut.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just try to do that.
Yeah.
Do the best I can, taming these lions.
Yeah. How drunk are you right now? I don't care. This is not just, is this just your personality? It sort of goes like this?
Yeah, it's the most common thing people have always accused me of.
Yeah. So you were perfect for the show. They said Derek Waters immediately, right? Let me thought.
Well, I created it. It was my idea.
Oh,
so.
You did? Okay. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's the most reprehensible thing that turns out to be brilliant that I've ever heard of.
I don't know what that means, but I'll take brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of getting people drunk and then having them do anything is reprehensible, but it makes the best television I've ever seen. Plus, the actors, I mean, people must be falling all over themselves to play these parts.
I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. This week's going to be Baltimore, which I'm really excited. Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will be in there.
Yeah.
Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad. Martin Starr.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the whole season, Courtney Cox is in one of them.
Yeah.
We've been very lucky with people that want to come in and move their lips to drunk people.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell's been in, and Kristen Wiig played
that's right.
Patty Hearst. That was also my favorite. I guess I have several favorites here. That was amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, she was amazing as Patty Hearst. It was so perfect.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Kristen Wiig.
No, and the whole setup was just ideal for her. And I mean, also you had like possibly the only funny Haymarket riot ever.
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't. What riot was funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can make a riot, attempt to make a riot funny.
Yeah, the only one ever shown on television that was actually an amusing riot. But I always think, like, Studs Terkel, I used to know a little bit, was always talking about the Haymarket riot, you know, like turning point in labor history, among other things. And I was glad he wasn't here to see it. He would have been really seriously distressed at that. But I like it. I like it. Do you hear from any of, like, historians or the principals? I guess you wouldn't hear from Lincoln so much, but...
Lincoln sends me a text every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. But are some people...
I've stayed in touch with Why I Love History, my history teacher, and he was my favorite teacher because he didn't teach, he talked to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot from him, and he's been very complimentary of making history fun.
Yeah.
You know, which, let's be honest, in school history is pretty boring.
Yeah.
So.
Not when they're drunk, though.
Yeah. Well, it just distracts you. But all the, for being drunk, all the things they do say, the facts and the events are 100% true.
100% true.
The dialogue is obviously not.
Yeah.
But the events and the dates are all true.
Yeah. Do you think there's any tendency that would people who make history, for them to want to be drunk now before they actually do certain history-making events?
Do you think what? Say that again?
Oh, never mind. Not a real question.
I'm guessing what you meant is, do you think I'm indulging, like, people that now are going to want to drink?
Yeah, like history makers say, I got to have really, like, 6 or 7 vodkas, and I'm going to make history.
They learned anything in the show besides the story you'll see at the end, they don't look too good.
Yeah.
You know, they don't end well.
No.
Drinking never ends well. And every single morning after we film, I get an email from the narrator apologizing. I'm so sorry, I didn't tell the story. I'm so sorry. Like, I'll do it again. Like, I didn't do it. Which brings us back to what we should always remember.
Yes.
Alcohol is a poison.
It's a poison. But it's been good for you. You know, it's a poison that's good for you.
No, I mean, without it, we have no career.
Yeah, no career. And are you appearing in more of them than you originally? Because I seem to see you in all that you're turning up. Usually bit parts, though. Small parts.
Yeah, well, I'm being the host. I can't be in, I don't want to be in everything.
No.
And, and the Baltimore one, I'm hardly in because I directed that one.
Oh, that's your hometown, right? Baltimore's your hometown.
That is my hometown.
Yeah, cool.
But I've been to Wisconsin many times. Madison, I love.
Yeah, and we love
I'm
you.
A big Chris Farley fan.
Chris Farley, yeah, right. He's right from my neighborhood. Because I saw you as Ben Franklin's friend. So weren't you Ben Franklin's friend in that one? Jack Black.
Yeah, cheated on my wife. Yeah.
How did that work exactly, cheating on your wife and being Ben Franklin's friend?
Well, it's Jack Black.
Yeah.
He was, Jack Black's the one that wanted to continue it. He saw the Michael Cera one and said, I want to be Ben Franklin. So that sort of kicked everything in gear.
Mm-hmm.
But there was never a plan of it becoming a show.
No.
Comedy Central was very, very nice and said, we want to make it a show and keep the same vibe. And
yeah.
They have. And they've been very good to us.
Yeah. Casting has been good. I love Danny McBride as Washington. That is classic casting.
Oh, no, thank you. He can't go wrong with him either.
I will always look at Danny McBride and think of Washington from now on. And that's pretty amazing.
If you can look at Danny McBride and watch, that's pretty crazy. You might be drunk.
Yeah, I might be. Well, and Johnny Knox as Johnny Cash, that was brilliant.
Yeah, and he'll be back. Johnny Knoxville was so good, and he'll be back in 2 more episodes playing Preston Brooks in The Caning of Charles Sumner.
Ah.
I don't know if he's that story.
Okay. And I like that music one. That was just a recent one with Kris Kristofferson. From Ashtrays to Windshield Wipers Slapping Time. That was really...
I love those two.
Yeah. Who played Kris Kristofferson on that?
His name is John Daly.
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
And he's great.
Yeah, that was terrific. And it seemed pretty authentic, too, actually, especially the helicopter landing on Johnny
Cash's
lawn.
Yeah, it looked like a real helicopter, right? Your audience could think it was just a toy helicopter.
Yeah, the best drunken effects you can imagine for that. And my other my other favorite, the whole Statue of Liberty thing, where the French tried to give us a Statue of Liberty and we wouldn't take it. It was a wonderful story.
No, we wouldn't accept a gift. That's what he keeps stressing. I know, you don't understand, giving you a gift.
And they couldn't get Congress to take it because they were French. They didn't want anything from the French.
I can't repeat what they say, but they call the French a couple of things.
Yeah, je ne sais quoi, something.
Right.
Yeah. And playing once again, that was it Killiam?
Darren Killiam?
Yeah, Killiam, that's right.
From Saturday Night Live.
He was great.
Yeah, he's one of my dear friends, and I think one of the funniest guys. Definitely the funniest guy on Saturday Night Live right now.
Yeah.
With Kyle Mooney. And he's great. I'm glad you like the show so much.
I
know
do.
It.
It's fabulous. And then I also like this guy, it was storytelling that one about the Statue of Liberty and how the French wouldn't take it from him and it was a gift. And then they finally took it, but then they didn't want to build a pedestal for it because that was asking too much. It was very funny. But the guy who was telling the story actually made a model of the Statue of Liberty out of Play-Doh while he was doing it. It was classic. And then you got him to eat the Play-Doh because he said you ate Play-Doh when you were a kid. This is talking to a drunk guy.
Yeah, when I was a kid, mom Play-Doh, not like the corporate Play-Doh they make now.
Yeah, no, right. So your mom made it. Yeah.
Like mom Play-Doh, like flour and oil, like coloring, you know?
Right, mom Play-Doh. I forgot about that. It was even possible. Well, that's
but
great.
Yeah, I used to eat paper. I used to eat paste. I was obsessed. I was just really hungry as a kid. They didn't feed me.
That was the only time I thought maybe you went a little far in handling it. We actually got him to eat the Play-Doh, mom's or otherwise.
Well, it's all real.
Yeah.
I would have done that without the camera.
Yeah. The other times you've been very, I think you've been enabling and reassuring and so forth, but you haven't abused your position.
So until then?
Until you made him eat the Play-Doh. I thought that was going a little far.
Not taking a bath?
Well, I don't, that's your business.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. I appreciate the critique.
Yeah.
Also, you know, that's the same narrator as Jack Black. I don't know if you knew that.
What? What?
That's the same narrator as the guy from the Jack Black one.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, he's good too. And who is that?
Eric Falconer.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And a very sincere guy. Wait. Very sincere.
Very sincere. Yeah. He's a daddy.
Well, that explains it then.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Derek, I'll let you go here because I know you got a whole day ahead of you and are you getting ready for... you're all done filming and everything, right, for this year?
We're just editing now. We have two more episodes to edit. There's 10 this season.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Derek, and congratulations on a tremendous drunk success.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Derek Waters, ladies and gentlemen. Drunk history. It's like all history is drunk. I know what you're saying. Honestly, I was so appalled by it when I first heard about the show. I was actually offended. You know, I think drunk history. I mean, people are drunk and they're doing a show. And then I saw it and I'm like, God, this is unbelievably funny. You know, it's opposed to all my ideas about human behavior.
Really?
No. But, you know, plus everyone thinks they're funny when they're drunk, you know. Yeah. Nobody is. Yeah. But this is hilarious. Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
I heard another interview. He's very careful, though. He has, like, he does it at their houses, and he has, like, EMT standing by just in case anything would go really far off.
And paddles. So. Yeah, paddles. In
paddles?
Case.
Corkscrews.
Okay. All right. So are we writing a lot of music lately?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. Sometimes you just think, I don't know what to play, so I probably should try to think of something. So you write something.
Some of it sounds like Family Guy, but I don't know.
Oh, we played that one.
That's just me. Oh, yeah, you did.
Because I was Family Guy.
I don't know what their theme song is.
But I did not write this one, so.
Okay.
This is Moonlight.
Tell us about it.
It's just a standard that we kind of like to play. It's got kind of a slightly different form. But
And it's called Moonlight.
In
Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful song.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Bye.
Play with my microphone.
How are you? Pretty good then? Everyone? Oh, are you sleeping? I'm sorry, did we wake you? I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Big night last night. Were you out? Yeah? Something good? Well, let's find out about it then. Let's see. Since they got asleep here, I'm curious. I really haven't plunged into the audience in a while here. Where are they? Let's find out why they are sleeping during my show, I think. Something. Hi, how you doing? You good? Yeah? Yeah, good. All right. Did you do anything last night?
All right. Yes, I did.
What did you do?
Oh, I speak with my wife.
You what with your wife?
Oh. Talk with my wife.
Oh, you talk with your wife. Is that unusual? Is that why you mention it? Don't you usually talk to her?
Well, at night, that's kind of unusual.
Oh. All right. What's your name?
Oh, Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew.
Matthew Opaleke.
I'm
doing very well. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
What's your field?
I'm a research chemist.
But I don't exactly know what that means. I saw your card, but I was researching what? What kind of chemistry is that?
That would be nutritional chemistry.
Oh, cool. What are you working on right now? Is it secret?
Not really, but the names of the company is secret.
You can't tell me what you can tell me what you're doing, but you can't tell me the name of your company?
The name of the companies I work for.
Ralston Purina?
Well, getting warmer.
Is there a general in the title and maybe a Mills at the end of it?
Like I said, it's really warm.
You can kill me if you have to. I want to know who you work for. No, that's all right. I understand that. It's all because that's all closely held research, right?
That's true. Yeah. Okay. That's true.
Right. Sorry to bother you.
That's all right.
What did your wife have to say? Anything important?
She's next to me. You can ask her.
Said, come here. This is
it's unusual that he talks to you. You mentioned that. I said, what did you do last night? I talked to my wife.
He was gardening last night, so we do talk to each other at night.
It seemed to him like it was an unusual event because like an activity. I was talking to him. Well, nice to meet you both, all. And then, okay, we're down here. Here's the couple. You're sleeping so cute together. Come on, can I get you to stand up a little bit? Shake it out. Shake it out. Well, so what were we doing that was so much fun?
You know, drinking.
Pong. Drinking? Yep, playing beer pong.
Beer pong?
Yeah. Yeah, then we got out to a bar, nice cocktails and whatnot.
Got steak fries.
Steak fries.
Yeah.
Quite a night.
Yeah.
We had a Sazerac and a whiskey sour.
How old are we, anyhow?
I don't remember. You know.
25.
Are we a little old for this college behavior that you're exhibiting here?
Yeah. It's fine.
I know.
Gotta stay young.
You're pushing it now. You know, 25, still doing the beer pong. You know.
It's fun.
No, I'm just saying. I think it's
play with us one time.
No, I'm just saying. You know. So that's cool. You do beer pong at home?
At his house, yeah.
At his house.
Yeah.
Before going out, you do beer pongs.
He lives in the basement of a frat house.
That's adult. Wait a minute. You live in the basement of a frat house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect guy. You met the perfect.
Oh, come on.
What are you, like the frat father now? Or?
No. Just.
You just live in there?
Just live there. You know.
That's every guy's dream to go. You know, actually live in your old frat house. That's perfect.
It's like the Will Ferrell movie. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's great.
What do you do during the day then?
Drink. No, I'm just
kidding. A job, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm a software developer.
Software developer.
Well, that's a perfect setup then.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing these days?
I'm a library assistant.
Library assistant?
Mm-hmm.
Little do they know when you walk in the library.
It's a party.
Yeah.
And you are? Your name?
Cameron.
Cameron.
Brian.
Brian. Fun couple. You win the Fun Couple Award. What do we have for the Fun Couple?
Wine?
What?
Can you play wine pong?
Wine pong? What do you do with a bottle of wine?
It's too nice to play with beer pong.
Drink it and then spin it, I suppose. Okay, well, is that wine?
Yeah, how about delicious fine wines from Wisconsin, from the Wollersheim Winery?
Because I know they'll use it well. Okay. All right, we got Lisa Winrich. How much of that is right? All of it? Oh, it's the same family talking about. Okay. Why did my son's eyes change color when he got his first haircut? I mean, how close a cut did you give him? It might have been just... Is he here? Is that him? Is that you? Do you remember? Excuse me, I'm going to try and I get you stand up here and lean over towards me. I think would be the best thing to do. Do you remember the incident?
Well, I couldn't see what color my eyes were before because my vision isn't that good. Hence the glasses.
Yeah, okay. So what color were they before that you were told that they were? They were blue. You never talked about this? This is something that really a therapist. And if you want to do family therapy, maybe all of you should be there.
Well, there's a theory that if you can't see it, it doesn't exist, so I guess my eyes aren't really there.
What are they now? Are they brown?
I can't see them.
Are they brown now? I can't quite see. Hazel. You went from blue to hazel because of a haircut. You know the ramifications of that? I mean, on a Freudian level?
No.
I don't either. I have no idea. I'm just making this up as I go along. Okay, but it's fine now. Why did that actually happen?
Yes.
And do you know why?
I have no idea.
That's why you asked me. Is hair color changed?
Yeah, it used to be blue, eyes, black.
You got baby switched at some point. Something happened. Okay, well, he looks fine now. That's the important thing. So congratulations to the Winriches. It all worked out. Just be aware if you're giving your baby a haircut. How you doing, Nana? You got something planned for today?
Just a lot of relaxation today.
Yeah. And what did you do yesterday?
I drank beer, too.
Yeah, me too.
Relaxing from all that beer drinking, huh?
That's right. A nap is in our future.
Yeah. What were you guys doing?
We were out drinking Belgian beers.
Was it a Belgian beer tasting? Or was it a tavern?
It was a tavern. It was a tavern.
If you call it a tasting, it's deductible.
Good to know.
Yeah, next time we'll do that.
And tonight, what's going on?
Maybe more of the same.
Maybe.
Switch from Belgian to something else?
Scotch ales.
You're here for the Drunken History interview?
I know. I'm going to look that up when I get back home.
Me too.
Yeah.
You should be on it, really. And you're?
Danielle.
And Jeff.
And Jeff. Okay, you can't win the bottle of wine. You already gave it away. I'm sorry. A lot of people with hangovers in the audience here today. How are you doing? All right? Clear-headed?
Sadly, yes.
Sadly. Oh, sadly. But tonight you'll make up for it?
Maybe.
Okay. Better not. They don't need to hear that, okay? Lori Kotlin, Stoughton.
Oh, Stoughton.
How come you never returned my calls? Oh, hi. Yeah, well, you know, I thought it might be you. Here, stand up here. What?
My number on the want to play the quiz for since I lived in Chicago.
Oh, I thought you were calling me personally.
No.
I would see that. I would probably screen you. If
probably. Probably.
At least I would have known your name. And, oh, God, Laurie's calling again.
Oh, again. Yeah.
It's just to play the quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I'm in there somewhere. Okay. Someday I'll get a call back.
Yeah. Maybe we can work you in the next quiz coming up.
That'd be cool.
That'd be, yeah, cool. Yeah. Then you'll stop calling me. It'd be good. It'd be worth it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where do you get quarters for the terrace parking meters? David Moan, St. Paul. What do you mean, where do you get quarters? What does that even mean? Where do you get quarters? Where do you get? Well, welcome to 2000 and whatever year this is. There are still not quarters? Come on. Well, stand up here. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're here with a group, and we have a...
Oh, God. Are they all loud Iowans?
They're loud Iowans and Minnesotans.
Oh, Minnesotans. Yeah. That explains it.
And we had a big van with a carrier on top, and it wouldn't fit in any of the parking ramps.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so it was on the street for an hour, but your show lasts for 2.5.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we finally got in up on top of the Monona Terrace, and it only there's a little meter there that only takes.
It's a long story, but it's worth it.
It only takes quarters.
Do I have any? Here, I got.
And we couldn't find it.
Give you what I got.
Okay.
Kleenex. You need a Kleenex?
No, I don't need that.
It's four quarters.
No, that's fine.
Four quarters.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, there you go. Oh! We had a church group come here one time, and the pastor was driving, and they got stuck in the ramp because you can't really, it's pretty low. So they got stuck in there, so the pastor had to stay out, and his parishioners came in and did the show with me. But I think he's still out there somewhere. You might see a van stuck there. That's him. All right, thank you very much, all of you, and you're welcome on those quarters. Just give me a receipt when you get a chance, and we got I just about have to let you do the quiz now, right? Because you were. Are you sure? Isn't that sweet? Because she did have her hand up first. Well, are you going to keep calling then anyway? Oh, okay, I'll keep calling. All right, come on here to the album. Very giving. You're a giving person. This is important to you too, isn't it?
It's all about pattern recognition. I knew I had to raise my hand the second you were done with the questions.
That's true.
I was ready.
And you are?
Dina Marie.
Dina Marie?
Dina Marie.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, thanks.
You should be a singer or a dancer or an ice skater.
Instead, I'm just a doctor.
Just a doctor. Never say just a doctor. Just say only a doctor.
Only a doctor.
And what is your field?
I'm training to be a surgeon.
Who are you? Oh, cool.
That's, I like it.
Big bucks.
Yep.
And you're giving to mankind, and you're making big bucks.
The only job you can cut people intentionally.
Yes, that's true. You're kidding. Okay. You're not going to be joking during the surgery, are you? Because this is going to be. Dina Marie, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I mean, I got into med school somehow. I'm hoping I know at least one answer. So.
All right. Because she got into med school. We never had that one before. Come on down here, please. Doc. Dina Marie. Have a seat up there if you would. That's not good anymore. Oops. Oh, God. Everything got wet in there. There you go.
This has been a whole month of public radio.
Yeah? What else?
Got to see Radiolab in New York.
Oh,
and
you?
I saw Ira's big stage opera extravaganza. Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Extravaganza. Yeah. Oh, cool. Did you?
Oh, it was so good.
I would
good.
Love to have been there. But it never occurred to me to go. Let's see. Left. Right. Okay. I got it. Okay. So you're all public radio all the way, huh? All the
Big
time.
Big fan.
Big fan. Okay. And do you ever call in? Any call-in shows? Or
I don't, but when you're on call all the time, there's not a whole lot of time for TV, so you can do podcasts online, and it works out.
So now, are you legally a doctor now?
No, I'm still in training. So
you're still in training.
Can't legally prescribe you anything. Or
No, that's not what I was asking, but could you look at this? No, that's okay. Don't look at that. So then, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah. Is how hard is medical school?
It's a little tough.
Is it tough? Because I have two brothers who went, and one brother chewed all his nails and then started chewing the ends of his fingers, and it was down to his knuckles by the time he...
I had a friend who ate nothing but carrots for 2 years, and she actually turned orange.
And she's practicing now, right? She's perfectly fine.
She's in dermatology, actually. But she's very good.
She's very good, right. And so what year are you now, then?
I have another year left in medical school, and then it's 5 years to be a surgeon.
5 years. Why does it take so long, really? Butchers only like trained for about 18 months.
Yeah. Their patients aren't alive at the end of it, though.
Same principle. Well, I mean, don't trim the fat on someone usually, unless that's the surgery. I'm looking for a fat trimming or something.
Hopefully, I'm not going to do a lot of those.
Did you always want to be a surgeon?
Yes.
When you were a little kid, you'd
find yourself. A lot of backyard animals that I would find.
I didn't know how to even get into that. I always wanted. Well, that's really amazing. That's terrific. And then so. Last year, this is what, how many years? It's 3 years?
Yep, 4 years.
4 years. And what's the fourth year, mostly?
Mostly interviewing for residency.
Okay. So you get your cadaver year one, right? Mm-hmm. And then is each year like some of us are different training, or is this?
So I'm actually on a little bit of a longer program because I did research, so I have 6 years total. But
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. The first 2 years are all studying, and the last two are all clinical time. Yeah. And then I had some research in the middle.
Would you be happy if you never actually got to it?
No.
Like we did all the training and then all the residencies and all the intern, you know, internships and residencies and stuff, and just make a career out of training to be a
being
surgeon.
A student. Yeah, that's what PhDs are for.
That's a PhD. What was the research you were doing?
Healthcare finance, so how to do surgical services for in a more cost-effective way.
Oh, cool, cool. So about both ends of the needle, of the knife, I mean, of the needle. Okay, it was almost a good saying there, but I didn't say anything. All right, so you know how this quiz works? Someone out there plays along with you?
Yes.
Are you from around here? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm a Madison native. I went to West High.
You did? West High. That was our school. Regents.
West House.
West House. Whose house?
West House.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Someone that plays along with you, and how does that work in there, Sarah?
And people who want to play the quiz at home, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
I do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then,
is it another RegBry person?
okay. Out of 10 people, how many are late for work at least once a week? This is 10 people. Out of 10 people, how many are late for work? Think about yourself. Think about people you know. Think about your employees. Late for work at least once a week out of 10. That's if you can nail that, then you qualify. And we're going back to Tom here. He's heading back to Kentucky. Tom, where were you that you're heading back from?
Well, we just left Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, heading back to Kentucky. We're somewhere in North Carolina.
Yeah. How was Myrtle Beach?
Let me just say this. I'm not a doctor, but I did spend the night at the Holiday Inn Express.
Very good, Tom.
I'm here all day.
How was Myrtle Beach?
Absolutely gorgeous.
What'd you do out there?
We spent some time with the we had a family reunion. We had our two girls and our son and the grandkids. Our son is from McHenry, Illinois, and they flew down. It's just absolutely wonderful time.
God, you did it right. That sounds perfect.
Yep.
Okay, now, are you driving back now?
No, I'm not. My wife is. She took her pills.
I don't remember asking about any pills.
But
you're in the vehicle right now?
Yes, I'm a passenger with a seatbelted.
Okay. No, I'm not really checking
wait
up
away
on
your
it.
Seatbelt.
This is not a stop. This is not a
I'm
stop,
in an upright
Tom.
Position.
Yes, it's not a stop. It's not a traffic stop. I'm simply making conversation. And so looking out the window right now, what are you seeing, Tom?
Exit 207 Black Swamp Road.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Tom, out of 10 people, how many are late at least once a week?
I want to just take a wild shot in the dark and say 4.
That's pretty high.
Give or take 6 or 3.
That's pretty high, though, Tom.
Is it? I meant to say 1. But
did you?
Or 2.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you really mean to say 1?
I was distracted by the off-ramp.
All right. If you really meant to say 1, okay. Did you, though, really?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. Dina Marie, right?
Dina Marie.
Dina Marie, Tom.
Nice to meet you. I actually had a patient I had a patient from North Carolina yesterday who kept calling me ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
People from the South, okay. Of course, when they call me ma'am, I don't like it. But it's very polite. If they would get my gender right, I wouldn't mind so much. Okay, Tom and Dina Marie, you two are a team right now. You cooperate and you use all your magic skills together. And what categories do we have, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Tom?
Let's go with people.
People. Okay. 24%, 30%, or 90% of people 25 to 34 live with their parents. I left out still.
33%.
Yeah. What? 24?
I would definitely rule out 90.
90's out, so it's between 24 and 30.
I'm going to go with 24. It sounds
24?
Tom, how do you feel about 24?
I'm going to go with 24 as well.
24 is right. Yes. Okay.
One right and zero wrong.
All right. So you can get one more right here. They'll win the quiz.
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Dina Marie.
Things you should have learned in school.
There it is. Monkeys, better or worse at math than we thought?
What did we think?
I don't know. It's just the question here. I wrote this many moons ago. Monkeys, better or worse at math than we thought? Than one thought, I guess we could say.
Worse?
Talk it over.
What do you guys, what do you think?
She says worse, Tom. Why would I ask a question if it was worse, though? Well, think about it. Monkeys are worse at math than we thought? What kind of question is that, then? That's a lousy question.
I mean, we think monkeys are supposed to be very similar to humans, and humans are pretty good at math, so
yeah,
maybe they're better.
So better than we thought? You're saying better?
Yes,
that's it. Congratulations. Holy cow. You won the What Do You Know quiz. Abbreviated.
Dina Marie, get that grill fired up with a bag of Kickapoo John's Lump Charcoal made in Gay Mills, Wisconsin, using local wood with no additives, coal, chemicals, petroleum products, or binders. Tom, if you didn't know that the sun has about 330,000 times the mass of Earth, you will after reading Glad You Asked, Intriguing Names, Facts, and Ideas for the Curious Minded by Michael Feldman from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And you can also, both of you, listen to Intriguing Nocturnes, Ballade, Mazurkas, and more on the CD What Do You Know About Chopin with a George Sand channeled liner notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Doc.
Nice to have you here.
Tom, hang on, make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. Adam Friedrich is our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Hannah Poth, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Technical Director Tom Blaine, with help from Brad Kohlberg and Aubrey Ralph. Special thanks to our guests, Shannon McNally and Derek Waters. This is Stephanie Lee, hoping you'll join us next week for more of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know?
Public Radio International.